Just to go over a few of the courses that we offer here at the IDA, which are related to the Quran. One of them is the Tajweed class. And this class takes place every Tuesday. It has been running for a number of years now. And it is divided into different classes depending on the ability of the students. So some of them are those who, like the sister who is completing her Nazra today, who do not know how to read the Quran. So it is never too late to learn. You know, we could be 30, 40, and we may have forgotten how to read the Quran. Maybe we never learned when we were young. So we still have this opportunity. And mashallah, over the years, many brothers have come, enrolled on this course. Some of them are elder in age, and they are learning by people who probably are young enough to be their grandchildren. But this has not stopped them. It has not put them off. It has not deterred them. And in this age, they also, starting right from Alif Ba Ta Tha, they take out time on a Tuesday evening, and they have attended this course, and some of them have then gone on to the second class, the third class, and become fluent in the Quran. So if we are either, we are unable to read the Quran, then we should take up this course, we should take out the time, and think that if somebody is 40 years of age, and he neglects it, then he will not be able to read the Quran. But if he takes out 2-3 years of his life, and he lives for till the age of 70, 80, he has 20, 30 years where he can read the Quran. If a person does not read the Quran, then he is violating one of the great rights of the Quran. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to mention that مَنْ لَمْ يَقْرَأِ الْقُرْآنَ فَقَدْ هَجَرَهُ. The first type of person who leaves the Quran, who is disregarding the Quran, who does not read it at all. So this is the first right of the Quran. So we should learn to, you know, make use of this opportunity. Similarly, one right of the Quran is that it is read correctly. It is read and it is read correctly. So this Tajweed course is so that we may correct our pronunciation and how we read the letters, so that we do not make such an error which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ultimately we read the Quran to bring the pleasure of Allah. And if we are reading it incorrectly, we are reading the words wrong, we are reading them in such a manner where it alters the meaning, then in that case, we will not be benefiting, rather we will be harming ourselves, especially if we are able to correct it. If we are not, if we are trying, that's a different matter. But if there is an opportunity for us to better our recitation of the Quran, and we don't take this opportunity up, then we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Tajweed course, mashallah, similarly many brothers have attended over the years, they have improved their recitation. And when a person is able to be more fluent, he feels that reading also. If you struggle to read, then that's another struggle in itself. So if a person is able to become fluent in his recitation, he can read more and more Quran. He can take this Quran back home, make it a part of his daily routine, make it a part of his household. Just as Hazrat mentioned, that reading the Quran is something that we should be doing. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who he mentions that innal bayta alladhi yutla fihi kitabullah, that house in which the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, is read, ittasa'a bi ahlihi, it becomes spacious for those who are living within it, which means that they feel like staying inside the home, which in turn would mean that there is a loving family, everyone is getting on, and it could be a small house, but they feel it is enough for them, they do not feel like going outside for no reason. وَكَثُرَ خَيْرُهُ, and khair and barakat spreads in that home. وَخَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَحَذَرَتُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, shayateen, they leave this house. This is such a big concern for us, for ourselves, for our children, that we do not want shayateen, we do not want evil influences to come into our home, which will entice us towards sin, which will make us do wrong, which will take our children to the wrong path. So Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who is giving us a prescription, that if you read the Quran, tana kharajat minhu shayateen, shayateen will leave your home, and hadaratul malaika, the malaika will enter this home. And then he further says, wa innal bayta alladhi la yutla fihi kitabullah, that house in which the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not read, daqa bi ahdihi, it becomes tight for those who are residing in it. It could be a big home, but the person who is living inside, he does not feel that it's big. Maybe his eyes is on a bigger home. Or the family members don't get on, they want to leave the house, they're fighting, they're quarreling, there is no peace inside the house. He then says, وَقَلَّ خَيْرُهُ, and there is less khair and barakah in this house. وَخَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the malaika leave this home. وَحَذَرَتُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen enter this home. So this recitation of the Quran is a prescription for all our problems. So we should make use of these courses, these opportunities to learn how to read the Quran and then to better our recitation of the Quran. So this is one course that we can benefit from, which is given here at the IDA. Similarly, there is, for those people who are Hafiz or who wish to become Hafiz, we also have a Hifz class which is different to the normal Hifz classes that we have for young children in the evenings. This Hifz class is tailor-made. So the person, whoever the student is, whenever they wish to come, for how long they wish to come, however much they want to recite, they can do so. And if they wish to become Hafiz, this is also possible. Some people, alhamdulillah, in the elderly age, they have become Hafiz. And if they are already Hafiz, sometimes we have become Hafiz, then we have forgotten our Quran or it's become weak. So we have someone to come to and read to. So this is also a great opportunity that we can benefit from. Those brothers who are from Leicester, if we are from out of town, then we can take these ideas back to our localities and try to implement them. And inshallah, that environment will also be created there. And along with that, as Hazrat mentioned, regards the understanding of the Quran. The understanding of the Quran is a right of the Quran. So Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he further mentions that man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa lam yatadabbar ma'aniyahu faqad hajarahu. So one person is the one who does not read the Quran, he's neglected the Quran. And then he says, the one who reads the Quran but he does not ponder over its meaning, he has also neglected the Quran. So it is important that we take out opportunities to understand the Quran. Alhamdulillah, our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum, every Sunday after the Dhuhr Salah in summer and after the Maghrib Salah in winter, imparts the dars. We have just benefited for a very short period. Time was not enough from our Hazrat. We can understand his passion, his attachment to the Quran. And all those of us who attend Hazrat's lectures, we know that Allah has given him a special way of explaining, of breaking things down, of choosing that which is beneficial for us, that which we can relate to and, you know, bring back into our practical lives. So Hazrat has been giving this dars for a number of years now. Those durus which have been given in the past, they are also online. We can sit down with the Quran, find them, those surahs that we read often, that we are aware of, and go through it also like this. We can, that way we will become familiar with the meaning of the Quran. We will understand what the Quran is saying to us. Maybe not 100% if we don't know Arabic properly, but we will get the gist of what is being said. And we will learn many practical lessons along the way. So this is a great opportunity. Those brothers who live out of Leicester, who live in Leicester, they should make it a point to attend. If they live outside, people, mashallah, still come, sometimes from far and wide, to the dars. And if not, then we can listen online also. And the last rite of the Quran is practicing upon the Quran. Further, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, وَمَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَتَدَبَّرَ مَعَانِيَهُ وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِهِ فَقَدْ هَجَرَهُ. The one who reads the Quran, he ponders over its meaning, so he understands its tafsir, he makes an effort to understand what the Quran is saying, but he does not practice upon what the Quran is saying, he has also neglected the Quran. So along with reading, we have to make an effort to understand, and after this, ultimately, we have to practice upon what the Quran is saying. And in order to do this, to practice upon what the Quran is saying, it is highly important that we connect ourselves to the mashayikh, we sit in their company, and we take lesson from them, and we build ourselves up spiritually. Because when a person is spiritually weak, then he may know what the Quran is saying, he may understand the Quran, the rules are there in the Quran, the rulings are there, perform your salah, give your zakah, don't do this, don't do that, different ahkam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. But if a person is not able to have, he does not have that stamina. Somebody tells us, run from here all the way down to the bottom of the road. So we've understood what he said, or he's written it down for us, we've read it, we've understood it, and we know what he wants from us, but we're physically not strong enough. So despite even wanting to get to the bottom of the road or sprinting at a certain speed, we won't be able to do it. So many a times we find that in our lives, we know what is right, we know what is wrong, we know what we need to do. The Quran, the Sunnah, we can relate to the different ahkam and rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we do not find within ourselves the eagerness to do it or the resolve to be able to stay away from it. So this is where our mashayikh come into the picture. This is where we are in need of them. And especially the times and era we live in, where there is fitan all around us, it's become even more difficult. So we have to become even more stronger. We need even more stamina. So this is something that we have to benefit from. Alhamdulillah, we have the our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum amongst us, and this is one of his major fikrs and concerns. Those of us who come here, we know, we heard the word tazkiyah over and over again. This is one of Hazrat's missions in life, to spread this awareness so that people can come onto the Quran and Sunnah. They may have the knowledge, but the practice is where we can lack. So alhamdulillah, every Friday the majlis takes place, the tazkiyah gathering. Every day there is the zikr majlis. There is always something going on, and especially today being the first Saturday of the month, every first Saturday of the month the tarbiyah and tazkiyah program takes place, which is for this very objective, that how people can come onto the Quran, how they can worry about the self-rectification and create within them that zeal to practice upon the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice upon the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please try to keep these programs in mind and benefit from them in person, benefit from them online. And similarly, we have other activities which go on here, the Riyal Jannah magazine, etc. So please try to benefit as much as you can, inshallah, from all of these different avenues that we can use to connect ourselves, our children, our families to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.